And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour. This update is brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. Bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near negative 20 degrees wind chill, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Like effect snow, bands, and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility and drifting snow, and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, and as well as preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plot crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. A Saginaw County judge has sentenced Douglas Gingler, 53, to a prison term of 4 to 20 years for a 2023 hit-and-run crash that killed a local pedestrian. Prosecutors said Gingler was driving a work van on East Genesee Avenue near Burt Street in December of 2023 when he struck 55-year-old Edward Nichols and left the scene. The collision, captured on the vehicle's dash camera, led to Nichols' death from his injuries. Investigators identified Gingler as the driver 5 months later, leading to his arrest in May of 2024. He later entered a no-contest plea to failing to stop at a crash involving death. A related civil case against Gingler and the vehicle's owner was resolved through an undisclosed out-of-court settlement. And Cass City officials are moving forward with a community-driven public art project to commemorate the upcoming 250th anniversary of the United States. The village has secured grant funding from the Frankenmuth Credit Union Foundation for our communities to purchase a large mosaic mural depicting an American flag and bald eagle. The mural, measuring 7 feet by 12 feet, will be created using 200 individual tiles, painted by local volunteers. Community members interested in participating will be selected through a random drawing by following an application process. Village leaders say the project grew out of a community workshop held in October 2025, where residents expressed interest in adding public art to the downtown area. A public painting event is scheduled for Saturday, February 28th, at the Cass City VFW Hall, where selected participants will paint their tiles. Village staff will later assemble the finished mosaic on the west side of the municipal building in downtown Cass City. Officials hope the mural will serve as both a visual centerpiece and a lasting tribute to national pride and community unity as the country approaches its semi-quincentennial celebration. Residents seeking more information about participating can contact the village's community development office directly. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our do-it-best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best Paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. This weather or this news update is brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. We do have one cancellation today, and it's effective as of right now. The St. Joseph Church of Rapson canceled their 9 a.m. Mass for January 21st, 2026.